Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we'll get you up and on the air today. There is an article that was posted this morning by McClatchy Newspapers. They own hundreds of newspapers around the country, like the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that is the most detailed mainstream media report that I've seen about Goldman Sachs. Now, this tells us really nothing new that we didn't already know, but it's the first national publication to break down all the crimes of Goldman Sachs, who are private shareholders in the private Federal Reserve system. And so this will be news to the American people. And this writer, Greg Gordon, deserves the Pulitzer Prize, but they normally give that out to lackeys of the establishment who put out pro-globalist propaganda. But this is real reporting. And it is the first time I've seen it all boiled down in one place, and they have gotten some internal Goldman Sachs documents. So there is actually some new information here, but it verifies what we already knew. Goldman Sachs helped engineer the housing collapse, knew the whole time this was going to happen, and set it up so they could destroy their competition in the process. And it is just an absolutely amazing report. So we're going to be going over that today and dovetailing it with the Wall Street Journal admitting that the carbon tax is a world government plan run by the banks. Wonder how Rupert Murdoch allowed that story to come out today. And tie it also in with statements last week by the Duke of York, one of Queen Elizabeth II's sons. Banker bonuses minute, says the Duke. $50 billion in bank bonuses just over there in England and counting. He says that's no big deal and that we should all thank the banks for the great job they're doing. So this is the let them eat cake attitude that we see. Also, a huge stack of really important news and information on the flu front. Headlines like boy rushed to hospital after swine flu jab. Public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents' okay, sends child to hospital. Countless local news reports of people being paralyzed from the swine flu vaccine, from other vaccines. The FDA admitting that the vaccines are paralyzing people. I know people who are getting sick from vaccines. I don't even have to read it in the news. But it's not really in the national news, though. It's all over local news in Texas and Kentucky and New York and Massachusetts and California. So we'll try to break this national, international media blockade where the national and international media, the big nightly news programs aren't talking about it, but all over the country, ABC, Fox, CBS, they're all reporting what's going on, and the government's admitting it. Then I'm driving into work today and hear Dr. Dina Dell on the local station I'm on, 590, saying that it's all made up, nobody's getting sick from the shots, and that he's glad that conspiracy theorists aren't taking it because then we're all going to die, and that's good for the gene pool to get rid of us. Just a bizarre statement. I mean, all I'm doing is reading newspapers and watching local TV newscasts that I see online. Because internet viewers get their news from the web, we get a wider spectrum. People that still only watch television or mainstream radio, they're in the dark. We'll break all that down after this one-minute break that's coming up. Have a host of other news items we'll be going over as well today. Stay with me.
Hello. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, November 1st, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to open the phones up and be taking some of your phone calls today as well. But I would hope that callers would call in on the 4 or 5 big news items or news stacks that I have here, because I do want to get your response, your view on what's happening. There is a real gulf developing between internet news customers and people that only get their news from mainstream television and talk radio or their local paper. There is a real dichotomy here, a gulf, a separation. This weekend, I spent several hours searching the term paralyzed, Guillain-Barré syndrome, flu vaccine, bad reaction, and no exaggeration. My wife had to pull me away from YouTube alone because there were more than 30 local newscasts, and I printed a bunch of them off. If we have time today, I'm going to play some short clips because, A, we just can't sit here and play everybody else's news, but then B, people listening won't believe this unless they actually hear it. And then C, we don't have time to play all this on air. I mean, it's one thing if I played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What would happen if I played 30-plus? I mean, I printed them off. I printed off the pages where you can go to YouTube and find them. We've been linking to them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. News report after news report after news report in D.C., in Virginia, in Texas, in Kentucky, in New York, in California, where the Food and Drug Administration admits, yes, you got paralyzed, you can't walk, you're having convulsions, or yes, your daughter died or your father died from the Gardasil shot, from the flu shot. I mean, I've got stacks of these here in front of me. I mean, here's one. You can write this down, and anybody can go to YouTube. Jerry Edmonds, man paralyzed after routine vaccination. That's the headline. And that's just one. And then they have the FDA going, well, yes, it does paralyze some people, and it does make some people have convulsions, and it does kill some people, but that's the price we're ready to pay. Then I read the local newspaper, or I watch national news, Fox, CNN, it doesn't matter. You've all seen it as well. And they're saying it's all conspiracy theories. No one's getting sick. There's no mercury. It can't cause Guillain-Barré's disorder syndrome. It can't sterilize you or hurt your fertility, your ability to have children if you're a man or woman. They have a federal program at the through the state health departments in public schools. The New York Times writes the curriculum. We wrote a story this week at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com about that with links to it, where they have handouts for the parents and their children at public schools. They send home with all of them all over the country. It's not an insert from the vaccine, the H1N1 or the regular seasonal. It's just a sheet saying there's no mercury. It can't cause Guillain-Barré. It can't cause neurological problems. It can't cause autoimmune disorders. But then we have the inserts that I've shown over and over again here on television. But don't believe me. Go to FDA.gov and type in flu vaccine bad reactions or flu vaccine fact sheet. And you'll have the actual insert that comes with the vaccines. And it says may cause Guillain-Barré's or other neurological disorders, may sterilize you, may hurt your fertility, may give you autoimmune disorders. And it lists hundreds of them. So this is very insulting to anyone's intelligence who runs the mainstream media blockade. And by running the blockade, you've got local Fox and local CBS and local NBC and local ABC News all reporting the same thing. They go talk to the FDA. The FDA says, yes, the vaccines can hurt you or kill you. But then the national branches of Fox and CNN and all these other outfits, CNN has local affiliates around the country as well, like News 8 in Austin. There's a big separation. One group is lying, bald-faced, saying there's no mercury, saying it can't give you Guillain-Barré's, when if you go to the local drugstore and ask, not for the fact sheet they give you, that's a lie, but if you ask for the actual insert that came with the bottle, with the container, it will say everything I'm telling you. And then you're going to have to ask yourself a question. Even if you're for being vaccinated and trust the government and trust Big Pharma and trust the mainstream media, why are they lying to you and telling you that none of this is in the vaccine? And why are they lying and saying there's no bad reactions when there are? And why are they calling it a conspiracy theory? I mean, I was driving in to broadcast today. I was listening to a syndicated show that's on locally on a talk station, and it was a medical doctor, and he was on there laughing, saying the conspiracy theorists say that this stuff can hurt you and don't take it. And I'm glad they're not taking the vaccines because they're stupid, and now they're going to die, and so their bad genes won't be passed on in the gene pool. And that's twofold deceptive. He's implying you're all going to die if you don't take the flu vaccine, seasonal or H1N1, when statistically, you know, there's 300 million people in this country and 36,000 die every year from the regular flu, the CDC states, and that's hyped as well. Most doctors say it's about 15,000. And this new H1N1 is killing about 10% statistically this far into the flu season that the regular seasonal does, so it's a very weak flu. Why is there all this hype surrounding it? Why do they want you to take it? There's deception first by implying you're going to die if you don't take the flu vaccines. And then there's also deception in implying you're stupid and that you won't pass on your genes to the gene pool and that you basically deserve to die if you don't take the shot. When Reuters did a poll, a study earlier in the week, stating that more educated you are, the less likely you are to take the flu shot. In fact, that was in my stack. Will you guys find that and print it again? It's actually Burma's found it. It was Reuters. He's here. We can maybe. I cleaned my desk off from earlier in the week and forgot to dig it out. The problem is I've got too much information, too much evidence. So all I'm doing is watching local newscasts all over the country and in England where people are dying or getting debilitating disorders, paralyzed, convulsions, cheerleaders, doctors, lawyers, young girls are dying all over the place from the Gardasil shot. That's finally on the national news. I've been talking about that for 3 years, and finally they admit every few days I see national TV reports. I heard NPR report. Oh, yes, people are dying from it, but it's a very small number, and it's worth it, so go ahead and take it. But on all the other issues with the vaccines, they're lying about it. The national news is lying, and the government is paying to have fact sheets handed out to people that are lies. There is mercury in all of the flu shots. That's in the insert. And I just don't get – I mean, I know the media spins and lies, But this level of lying. So you have local news that's telling the truth generally, and then you have national media that's lying. And again, this is not our opinion. It's not local news thinks people are getting paralyzed or having convulsions from the vaccines. The FDA is on TV admitting it, but saying still the benefits outweigh the dangers. Even if you believe that lie, because we have the internal CDC documents saying, I wouldn't give it to my kids. Yeah, we've damaged millions of people. Yeah, it caused the autism. That came out in 2002, ABC News. But it's just so incredible. Then there's a whole nother facet to this. We have news reports all over the country, and I'm going to cover some of these, where the schools are forcibly injecting the kids with the flu shots, even when the parents say no, and the schools are getting caught. So we're going to cover that when we get back. And then an incredible McClatchy newspaper report on Goldman Sachs secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979, $489.50 for a half ounce, or $244.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $979, $489.50, and $244.75.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com.
or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the flu and all the different facets to this giant hyped-up hoax that the mainstream media and Big Pharma is pushing. The Boston Globe reports that in a two-week period, the flu vaccine makers, the five big companies, have had a $7 billion windfall. And they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars paying for all sorts of TV ads and public relations hype to scare the population. We're going to get into that. Then a report, how Goldman Sachs secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. This individual, Greg Gordon with McClatchy Newspapers, deserves a Pulitzer Prize for what they've done, and we're going to get him on in the next week. Just a stunning article, how they basically engineered the whole thing. And this confirms what the different experts that we interviewed for Fall of the Republic stated, that Goldman Sachs is the center of this spider's web and didn't just lie about the housing market and set people up, but were actually involved in engineering it, as this report states, to bring down their competition. Because all the major regulators in the Federal Reserve and in the Treasury Department, all of them were former heads or top executives of Goldman Sachs. So they went and took over their competition like Bear Stearns and others. We're going to be covering that next hour. Also next hour, national media, especially big think tank run media owned by George Soros and the Democratic Party, has really been coming after me with nasty attacks. And I've talked to several high-level media sources. One of them contacted me. I wanted to check into it, so I contacted one of my sources. And obviously, I'm not going to give you my sources. Journalism 101 is you burn your sources, you don't get sources anymore. That's how we're able to break so many major stories here. But this news deals with Alex Jones, yours truly, this talk show host, specifically. And the fact that I am on the White House enemies list, and they are coming after me. And I'm not scared. I'm not shooken up. But I am concerned. And it has a way of focusing me and really making me count the cost and think about why I'm on the air, why I have the two biggest alternative news sites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And it is a great responsibility. And it's exhilarating, but also bizarre to be listed now by the mainstream media as the most dangerous alternative media outlet in the world. Jason Burmes was up here working on his film yesterday, Invisible Empire. We produce films in this office. And he walked into the coffee room, and we have C-SPAN on in there. We have TVs on all over the building, different news, so we can catch it. And it was a big journalism conference. We have these video clips. I'll probably play them on tomorrow's radio show. I may even play some next hour. But the point is, they opened the conference. This was Washington Post reporters, New Republic reporters, talking about how important I am, how big I am, how I have an international following, and how I'm basically a threat to the establishment. And I'll be honest with you, I never intended when I set out 14 years ago on local access TV and then 13 years ago on local radio and then syndicated 12 years ago, limited syndication, smaller show, to turn into what it has become today. And I'm just having to assess what I've gotten myself into. I mean, I'm glad I've gotten myself into this because I want to stand up against corruption and lies, but I never thought that I would have to be the man for the job. I never wanted to be the leader. I never wanted to read major newspapers reporting that I am surveilled by the U.S. Army. I mean, I'm a guy who carries the trash out in the morning and cooks my children breakfast with my wife and who just tries to tell the truth. And the truth I'm telling is so dangerous to the establishment, ladies and gentlemen, that I do get death threats. A lot of dirty tricks are carried out against us. And the heat is intensifying to a level I've never before seen. I don't spend a lot of time on the broadcast talking about this, but I'm being forced to more and more discuss it just so the fact that we can defend ourselves and so listeners and readers of our news websites and viewers of my films will understand what we're facing and support us and redouble your efforts in supporting us and redouble your efforts spreading the word about this radio show and the films and the websites, because we're doing something right. We're doing something right, and that's why we have the establishment coming after us. And we're making history here. So I'm going to talk about that in the last 20, 30 minutes of the radio show today. I need to get going, though, with all the flu news and the adverse reactions and the illnesses and the deaths being reported all over Europe by mainstream media and the national news blackout here in this country. There's a national news blackout. It's all over local news here inside the United States, and I want to give you some of those sources and also talk about how public schools are forcibly inoculating children from Kentucky to New York, even when the parents say, you are not allowed to inoculate my child. And this is even shocking yours truly. I mean, it's one thing to read government documents and know they're setting up world government and that we have a tyrannical scientific dictatorship forming. It's another thing to be inside the New World Order now and to have Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, Secretary General, write an editorial that was published in hundreds of papers last Sunday and Monday, admitting that world government is here, using the term world government, admitting the carbon tax is meant to destroy our industrial capacity and to take over our lives. I mean, it's one thing to do the research and to intellectually know this. It's another thing to see it actually unfolding and then to know that good things are happening. People are starting to wake up, but are they waking up too late? And then to realize, if I am the biggest threat to the New World Order, along with my audience, it's the audience, it's the real threat, that is a sad state of affairs. And it's also something I never bargained for. And there's no turning back. I mean, I wouldn't have done anything different. It's just, it's so big. It's so incredible. And I just pray that God gives me the strength and the courage to do what has to be done. And I'm just now really admitting to myself just how important we are. And the responsibility is hitting home. I want to add a program note. We have a new affiliate. We've been on 590 AM, the number one talk station in Central Texas, News Radio 590 KLBJ, for, I guess, 3 years now. They are now simulcasting all of their great radio shows and informative local news on 99.7 FM in Austin, Texas. 99.7. So a new affiliate.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Go grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. We're also simulcasting in living color, streaming on the web at prisonplanet.tv. You can follow along. We play video clips. Radio listeners, obviously, get the audio. We show you the news articles we're discussing here on air. This is a lot better of a studio than most of the talk show hosts, even national talk show hosts, that you see that have the proverbial webcam. We do a full television transmission here with the robotic cameras, the lighting, the whole nine yards, because it adds an entirely new dimension to everything. So for all the radio listeners, you can watch the show at prisonplanet.tv. We also archive it there for everybody to watch it how you want, when you want, where you want. And we have over 200,000 people a day downloading the free podcast we put out 6 days a week at Infowars.com there on the listening page. Okay, let me get into the flu news, then some banking news. And then, as I said, in the last two segments, in the last half hour tonight, I'm going to talk about this radio show, my little media operation that's turned into an alternative media empire. That's how the establishment bills it in all their publications now. the fact that we're going to try to step up our game because of the responsibility we have. I have been kind of psychologically in denial for several years about how big we really are. For people that haven't ever experienced this, it's quite a weight. And to know that the mainstream media is publicly saying I must be destroyed and demonized and lied about is shocking. And I bought a movie because I a lot of times watch news when I'm on the treadmill. But more often than not, I'll buy DVDs at Blockbuster or at Best Buy or wherever, and I'll watch them while I'm jogging. And I watched a film I saw 9-10 years ago when it came out. I saw it in the theater with Russell Crowe and Al Pacino, and I watched it in the last 2 days while I was jogging on the treadmill, and it was called The Insider. And I was watching that movie that's based on a true story dealing with the tobacco companies, and it really hit me that in the movie the wife divorces him, and they're crying when they're getting death threats, and they're crying when they send the FBI to try to set him up, and he barely makes it with the stress, and he's this big hero. He goes through all this, and it's a true story. And then they won't let CBS News air the piece about how they know the cigarettes are poisonous and addicting, and they put additives in to make it more addictive than crack. And they've all, this has all come out in court now, and the tobacco company's lost, and it's now part of the public record. But before this, in the early 1990s and mid-1990s, it was a conspiracy theory to say that cigarettes could kill you or that cigarettes were addictive and that additives were put in them to make them more addictive. And I just thought about, on so many levels watching that movie, it did really wake me up. I don't want to say shook me up, but, well, I guess it did kind of shake me up because I thought, wow, in this movie, they send them death threat emails. They have people in their yard at night. They put bullets in their mailbox. They make him lose his job. And I thought, I've gone through, no exaggeration, probably 20 times what this guy went through. And my wife is so great that even though we have 3 children, she just says we're going to fight them that much harder. And when I met my wife, she wasn't even into this stuff. She didn't even really believe it all. And then over the time, she found out it was real. And I didn't go out and meet a woman who I liked. It was my girlfriend who had to agree with me. I've been with her now for 11 years. And it just really hit home how much my wife has put up with. Dead animals put on our front porch. People calling up saying, I see your little dog in the backyard. And she looks out and there's the little dog. Oh, your little dog's getting a drink of water. I can't wait to kill your dog and, rape and kill you. And they're there at your house. And to have the army watching us and to have been physically attacked before and told to shut up with 4 guys pounding on me and to have all the other harassment that goes on and the COINTELPRO and the ways they try to set me up and the lies, and to watch in the movie, which is based on a true story, how they created this fake dossier on him of all these lies and things he didn't do or things they took and twisted. And I just realized it's admitted I'm on the White House enemies list. They openly announce that they're coming after me on television and in newspapers. And I just sit here and take it like it's no big deal. And my wife sits here and takes it like it's no big deal. And it's just crazy. It's crazy. And I realize that I've never tried to be a macho person or a tough guy, but my whole life I really have been macho and a tough guy. And it's a good thing I've got a wife and a family that are strong people as well. But I guess we all are Texans, and I'm proud of my roots and my ancestors, and we're not cowards, and we're not going to run. And we're in the right, and what we're doing is important. And look how many people I have reached over the years going past the threats and the attacks and all of it. All right, I said I'd cover this at the end of the show, and I do have a lot of news I want to get to. And I am going to take some calls today, but specifically on the flu. Okay, we don't normally screen your calls, but occasionally I only want callers on certain subjects. We can talk about Goldman Sachs and it coming out in McClatchy newspapers. They got the documents that Goldman Sachs knew the whole time what was going to happen with the housing bubble, did it on purpose, controlling federal regulators to use it to be able to shut down their competition and make tens of billions of dollars. You know, those are the subjects that I want to discuss here and that I want to hear from you. Are they trying to force your children to take it? Are they trying to force you to take the shot at work? Do you know someone who's been paralyzed from it? Specifically, that's what I want to hear from you on, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And if you're listening locally in Central Texas, you can also call us on 512-646-1776. Okay, recapping what I covered at the start of the radio broadcast. National TV and the public schools are reporting and handing out flyers that say there's no mercury in the shots, it can't cause neurological disorders, it can't cause autoimmune disorders, and it can't sterilize you or hurt your fertility. When the inserts on all five of the H1N1 vaccines state it can do all of those things. But then meanwhile, we have local CBS, ABC, Fox, you name it, all over the country. We have these linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com reporting that this is happening and that people are getting hurt. And the FDA is on the local TV shows admitting that these are side effects. So to me, I don't know about you, this is a big news story that, I mean, that's all I do here is I point out absurdity. Here's all these local newscasts and doctors and people reporting this. And then the national news is saying it doesn't exist and it's a conspiracy theory. And if I'm a radical and a bad guy for pointing this out, then so be it. I just think I'm normal. And I mentioned at the start of the show, Reuters reports in U.S., less education means more H1N1 concern. And it goes on to say that they talked to 3,003 U.S. adults and people with higher education and higher incomes are not taking the flu vaccine. But they spun it to just say they're not concerned about it. No, they're educated. They read the insert, not the propaganda on the news, and so they don't take it. And I mean, don't believe me about this. Just go to a search engine for yourself and type in man paralyzed after flu shot, woman paralyzed, girl dies. I mean, I've got the headlines all right here. Look at this. Belfast Telegraph. I mean, this is out of Ireland. Boy rushed to hospital after swine flu jab. And he was given the shot, and they admit he's had a bad reaction and is paralyzed from it. Here's New York Daily News. Public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents' okay, sends child to hospital. And then it just lists all these New York schools giving shots to children even when the parents say no. And then every time they get caught, they say, oh, we screwed up. Same story in Kentucky. Same story in Texas. Same story in California. I've got all these reports here. So we'll go over all of that and take your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're now heard in Austin on 99.7.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
A nationwide swine flu shot effort might come up short with only 140 million doses ready by October.
So the feds say health workers and pregnant women will be at the top of the vaccination list. But KMFAR's Brian Johnson says a local couple has a warning.
Dr. Center.
Jerry Emmons got a tetanus and a pneumonia shot in June. Now he's in a wheelchair, his legs paralyzed, his arms weak. The shots caused Guillain-Barré syndrome.
I could be over this in 6 to 8 months. I mean, I'm walking and everything.
You hope?
Yeah, I hope.
I have to be here 24/7. It's like taking care of a baby again. And it's not fair to Jerry.
The Centers for Disease Control says inoculations can trigger the progressive, paralyzing Guillain-Barré syndrome. The Emmons worry about plans for a massive swine flu vaccination program.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is 1 minute of one of more than 30 local newscasts from around the country saying the same thing. Now, that was one from just the regular shot, the regular seasonal. We are now getting newscast, and we'll play some later if we have time, clips of them, where they're admitting this is happening and saying, yes, it can do this, and yes, it did do this. The clip you just heard was from KOMO Channel 4. And if you will just go to YouTube and type in man paralyzed, woman paralyzed, cheerleader paralyzed, girl dies after shot, you can read where they are admitting it. You can watch the videos. You can go follow the links to the TV station. And you can spend hours and hours watching these, and then you can turn on national news and hear them say, none of this is true and none of this is happening. Now, a whole nother issue is that Kentucky, California, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, scores of newscasts. I mean, I'm now seeing them without looking 5 or 6 times a day, reporting that the schools are lining the kids up, even when the parents say no, and giving them the shots when there's no law they can do that. This is what the government did 70 years ago, sterilizing over 500,000 people. They would just come get your kids and sterilize them under the Eugenics Act. The government is out of control. And I look at this report out of the New York Daily News. This is just one of scores. And this one article, headline, public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents okay, sends child to hospital. And then it just lists the children and lists the schools. And the schools say, oh, we just made a mistake, even when the parents tell them don't do it. In another case, in Kentucky, this little boy was given the flu vaccination, and the medical doctor had told him, since his son was already sick with other illnesses, and that's on the insert, that he was not to be given it because he had asthma and it can cause an autoimmune response, an inflammatory response, and can kill him, and they still did it. They still did it to his son. And we're only finding out about the cases where they go to the hospital. They give him the shot or they give him the nasal vaccine and they go into convulsions or they start having asthma attacks, and we only hear about the cases where they go to the hospital. Now, in the last 2 months, we got scores of phone calls on air. Many of you listening heard them, where people would name the school district, where their child would come home and say, I was given the seasonal flu shot. They would call the school, and the school would lie about it, and then later it came out they had. Now that's in the news, that the schools are lying at first, saying, we didn't give your son or daughter the shot. So there's several issues here, not just the efficacy and the safety of these vaccines, but more importantly, why are they lying about it? I mean, even if you believe in all of this, why are they lying? Why is this a good thing? And I have articles out of the U.S. and England. Here's one. England's chief medical officer calls H1N1 vaccine resistors extremist for putting up posters around England saying the shot could be dangerous. Times of London reports. But a separate British news reports half of doctors are refusing to take swine flu shot themselves, and a majority of German doctors are refusing. And it's now come out even in Time magazine. We first reported this a month ago. It's now in Time magazine, the current issue. You can read it online. The headline is a better flu shot. And then you read how in Europe, the military and the government officials are given flu shots without the squalene, without the mercury, without the aluminum, without the interleukin 2, without all the adjuvants that accelerate the autoimmune response and kill people. That's what's causing the hemorrhagic type fever in the lungs, the autoimmune response. That's how they're filling in an hour and killing you. And then they admit in these reports that the first shots that were given weren't shots at all. They were nasal. Remember, the first vaccine that went out a month ago was nasal live virus. And they admit on the insert that it can breed the virus. It can mutate in your sinus cavity, and then that spreads it. So the drug companies first put out an inoculation that spreads it. I mean, this is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul, we have a video, Congressman Ron Paul. You're looking at the number one Republican contender in 2012, by the way. Ron Paul questions why Obama daughters haven't taken the swine flu shot. He first questioned this 2 weeks ago. They still haven't. Here's that Time magazine article. In Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. In fact, zoom in on that with the document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. That's Time magazine, Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. And then it admits it. I mean, here's another one out of Sweden. Deaths in Sweden is the headline from the flu vaccine. Deaths. I've got the London Telegraph saying the same thing. I mean, this is just amazing. And then meanwhile, I'm being demonized by Salon every 2 or 3 days, the big government organ. I'm being demonized by the New Republic. I'm being demonized, the White House. Lamar Alexander is now giving a speech confirming that people are on a White House enemies list. It's been in other newspapers. And then I talked to a high-level reporter 2 days ago who told me, who called me and said, you better watch it. We've seen documents that we're not able to publish at this time that you are near the top of the list and that you are targeted for destruction, whatever that means. Well, we know what that means. They're lying about me. They're demonizing me. They're doing COINTELPRO operations to have alternative media who are paid for by the government attack me and lie about me. And I'm going to talk about this next hour. But, I mean, the point here is that I then called another high-powered reporter I know, and they said, yes, that's going on. Look, all I'm doing is I bring all the news together and show people the inconsistencies and the lies. And for some reason, no one else seems to be doing that. So this radio show is so effective. I mean, we are reaching over 2 million people a week on the radio, over 2 million people a week separately with individual unique visitors to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's growing. That's what scares the establishment. You go to the Alexa.com ratings, all the other rating services. Our numbers are going parabolic, straight up. And this isn't an ego trip. It's actually freaking me out. But it's freaking me out on so many levels. Why am I bad? Why am I so evil? I'm not evil. I'm telling the truth, and the establishment is scared. And that shows they're weak. It shows they're not invincible. And that's the exciting thing about this. And I've undoubtedly paid a great price and will pay an even greater one in the future. And I'm glad for what I've done. I'm proud of my work, but I do want to tell listeners and supporters, we need your support now more than ever. And if I'm going to get burned by these people, I might as well get burned for really, really hurting them. So please spread the word about the podcast, the internet streams, your local AM and FM affiliates, however you're listening to us, shortwave, satellite, XM carries us on the weekend, because the establishment isn't in total control. That's why there's so many local newscasts telling the truth. That's why McClatchy Newspapers has come out confirming everything I've said, everything the economists and experts we interview and the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic say. That's why we're so dangerous, was because we were telling everybody this a decade ago. We reached millions of people, tens of millions. I've done thousands and thousands of radio interviews, TV interviews. It was funny to make fun of Alex Jones in the past, and the establishment used me as like a clown to try to discredit people, but it backfired on them because now my films have been seen over 100 million times for free online conservatively. That's been reported on by mainstream media. And so we told everybody what was happening beforehand. Now it's all coming true, and we're like rising like a Saturn rocket into the sky. And I've got the enemy really starting to open up on me with bigger guns. And my gut tells me I'm in for some really, really rocky high seas. And we're battening down the hatches. We're full steam ahead, trusting in God and trusting in our supporters. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are making history. Not just this radio show and my team, but all of you who've carried the ball and spread the word. God bless you. We're going to come back with a second hour, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.